This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Police in Grand Junction unnecessarily tased a man because his wife yelled at police officers, according to a new lawsuit. Abraham Ibarra was at home when police arrived to arrest another man who was standing in his driveway. Ibarra briefly argued with officers before being tased. Officer Cody Lopez and Ibarra's wife began arguing, and Lopez threatened to shock her husband again if she didn't calm down. 5 seconds later, Lopez tased the man again. A doorbell camera recorded the encounter. Grand Junction police had no comment. A man from Texas is suing Winter Park Resort after he fell from a chairlift in 2023. The lawsuit says the chairlift operator improperly loaded the plaintiff's adaptive equipment into the lift, resulting in the man's fall. The suit claims the man was hospitalized for several weeks and ran up more than $1 million in medical bills. Former Denver Mayor Wellington Webb and his wife, former State Representative Wilma Webb, were among the dignitaries at President Jimmy Carter's state funeral Thursday. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Webbs were early supporters of President Carter's, who they first met in 1974.
I was taken back by his sincerity, his humility.
Webb adds Carter was also willing to take a chance on him, a then young and new state representative, and eventually made him Carter's Colorado campaign manager. Webb says Carter demonstrated someone can have a long life of public service and make a difference even after losing an election. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
There's more news at CPR.org. This is CPR News.